Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 22nd, 2025. I have your host James here, and we're joined right now by some members from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools system. We have Superintendent Ron Rasmussen with us. Ron, good to see you.
Hi James.
You couldn't avoid me any longer, Ron.
No, I had to come back after the summer break.
We will put you to work in a little bit here. Thanks for being here, sir. And we have Kelly Schaefer with us, Principal of Washington Elementary. Kelly, always good to see you.
You too, James. Thanks for having me.
Ron knows his audience. He knew, okay, how can I get in James's good graces? Well, I'll just bring somebody from Washington School in, and that's always going to make him
exactly.
Smile. I really do appreciate you guys here, and especially perfect timing as the school year is right around the corner. We want to make sure that all of our residents here in the area are ready for these kids, ready for our teachers, ready for the school year, and a really good school year ahead. Kelly, I'll start with you if you don't mind. When it comes to my old stomping grounds of Washington and everything, how are these last days, these last weeks building up to the first day of the school year? What is that like?
It's the most exciting time of the year, in my opinion. It's, you know, we're starting a fresh slate. The floors are waxed. We have some really exciting news. We have a new playground that we put in this summer. We partnered with the Legacy Foundation to really do some nice upgrades. So we're putting the finishing touches on that. And most importantly, next week we get to welcome in our families. So they get to come in, see all the great things that we're ready to get started for the year, meet the teachers, open those fresh school supplies, and get things rolling for the year ahead.
I can't be alone in the nostalgia. I was just waved over me with as you were saying that and everything. And for a lot of us, when we think about that, we think about our first days of school and that. But there are teachers that are also preparing and getting ready for this as well. So I imagine that that's part of what's going on right now, too, is them getting accumulated with things, whether they're new teachers or been there for a while.
Absolutely. The other biggest piece of these last few weeks and even the week ahead is education's all about learning. And it's not just the students. It's the adults as well. Whether it's myself and our team, our professional staff, our teachers, there's a lot of learning that goes into things year after year. Education's never stagnant, always growing, and we've continued to do that. And I'm excited for our year ahead. We do have just one or two new staff members at Washington. But across the district, we've been preparing everyone to be ready with any new initiatives we may have, or making sure we're strengthening our parent communications. And what does that look like across our community? And how do we all partner to make sure we get off to a great start this year?
Well said. And I appreciate you noting that, Kelly, because I think that we sometimes think of the education system as, well, I went to school, I went to school so many years, got my degree, now I'm a teacher. Teaching is a learning experience. Teaching is a growing experience. It never stops. It never ends. It's one of the things I love about it. It's one of the things I like about education in general. There's always something to learn. The smartest human being on the planet has stuff to learn. There's still room to grow. And our teachers get that and realize that. Noting that, I think, is really important when we go into this school year, not just as adults, but especially adults like myself that don't have kids in school anymore or anything. And we're voting on things that involving our public schools, or just talking about them in general and being a little more educated, no pun intended, when it comes to things involving our schools. I think that's encouraging as well to hear that, not just as somebody who cares about kids and wants them to get smarter and better every day and all that, but for our teachers. It keeps it interesting and invigorating for them as well, and that's always important in education.
Absolutely.
You had a great note in our pregame here that I wanted to get to, if you don't mind. You were talking about things involving the beginning of the school year and how important routine is. As adults, I think we understand, whether it's kind of subconscious or not, how important routine is. You know, that early, we all have a beginning to our day and, you know, how we're going to do that. But it's maybe you can make the argument never more important than when we're young, and how much, whether kids fight against it or not, those brains need routine. They strive for it. I thought that was a really good note by you. What, for you, what does that mean, getting a good routine in place?
Absolutely. During the summer, we know that we have a lot more flexibility as parents. Our days might look a little different here and there, or there might be a really strong routine because their life doesn't change. The adults still go to work every day. But school creates a different pace. So what do you do to set the stage for your kids to make sure that they're successful? Starting things off, if you haven't enrolled your child yet, there's still time. Yeah. So, yeah. You know,
good note.
You can always visit our website or our enrollment center on Lincoln Street in the old East Junior High building and get that taken care of, because that'll open up our communication with our teachers. You can visit them at our meet and greets that are all scheduled across the district next week. They would love to see all of the smiling faces. Bring your school supplies in or don't. We will always take care of anything that might be needed to help them be successful at school. But then on the home side, what can you do? What does that look like? What does bedtime look like? I don't know about you, but if I don't get to bed and get my sleep, I know that I don't wake up ready to go the next morning.
Yeah, ask the audience how I do without sleep. Yeah.
You know, so what does that routine look like? When do you turn the electronics off, you know, to get yourself in a spot that where you're ready to get a good night's sleep? Mm-hmm. What does your morning routine look like? Are you racing every morning to get out the door, or do you have a few minutes to do everything that needs to be done, give that hug, to send them out for success and ready with those smiling faces? Thinking about those little things can really make a big difference.
One thing that I started to do when I finally got a little consistency for myself going to school and being in one school and one community and all that, I didn't have a ton of clothes in growing up, but I liked knowing what I was going to wear. And I didn't, being honest with everybody, didn't want to wear the same shirt twice in a week or something like that. So I would plan out what I was going to wear for the next day. And I didn't put a ton of thought into this or anything, but it was just something I did. And I didn't have to, one less thing I didn't have to worry about in the morning, the rushing around you talk about, didn't have as much of that. As an adult, it's a game changer. Like, it's been huge to me as an adult. So I think little things like that go a lot farther than we realize, and they could even have an everlasting kind of an impact on you and something you do the rest of your life sometimes that can really help your day-to-day, you know, life. There's so much chaos. Life is entropy. We don't know what's going to happen always. What we can plan and what we can do can go a long way, whether you're a child or an older or a parent or somebody and have to get your kids ready for school or any of these kind of things. I think it's a great note, really good idea about just kind of talking with your kids, getting a good routine, something that works for them, something that works with them, and not just kind of dictating to them. I think that's a big part of it too. Kids love to feel included. Kids love to feel like they have a little say in things, a responsibility, whether they do or don't. That's us for adults to us figure out. But there's no downside to something like that.
Absolutely. And it's a process. And if you're struggling with it, you will not be the only parent. We have our student services teams are always willing to help and talk those things through and even create a plan together with your child if you're really struggling with it. So there's never a bad question. Don't hesitate to reach out, and we're happy to help.
Yeah, a great note by you. You know, no different than when we were in school. There are no bad questions, and it's no different now. And I really do encourage parents to reach out. Along that note, too, always encouraging parents to be supportive of other parents as well. What you say, you know, to your significant other behind closed doors, that's all between you guys and everything. But in public and with other, when you're around other parents, I don't see any reason not to be supportive. I think we judge ourselves. We are our own harshest critics as parents and everything. You probably don't have to be critical. That parent has already got it in their head. We get hesitant to ask for help because of those things. Don't be hesitant. Don't hold back. There is no question that you can really ask them that they probably haven't heard and would not help you find the answers to. And they're there. That's their job. They're there to help. They want to be able to help. So encourage Absolutely. Everybody to reach out with that. That's great stuff, Kelly. Thank you. We will have you back later if for any other reason, nostalgia for me. No, I'm kidding.
Anytime. Washington Wolves are always there for you.
Appreciate that. And I really do. We're looking forward to talking again real soon. We'll touch base with you before we wrap up. Ron, Kelly mentioned playgrounds.
Yes.
I want to get to some reminders in a moment, but I did want to touch on this because it's been a consistent thing, and I'm sure our audience has picked up on it, that most of our grade schools, a lot of our schools have gotten new playground equipment in the last couple of years. Now that we're getting here where we've had so many of them getting it, can we just take on, I don't really have a question here. I just want to step back and appreciate this. This is really, really cool for kids. This is something that's really unique and wonderful for our area.
Yeah, we're really lucky and blessed that our partnership with the Legacy Foundation to be able to put new playgrounds at many of our elementary buildings, because we're lucky that we have community schools, we have local schools. So, you know, a playground hopefully is within a few blocks of your house. So you can just go out and go play on the local playground, and it's not You're available after school, as soon as school ends, to the end of the day, and all summer long. So this summer, we're in the next week and a half opening up new playgrounds at Washington, Grove, Howe, and Think Elementary in Rudolph. So those projects are pretty near completion. That partnership has been great. We also, partnerships is what we are as a school district. We realize we need to work together with everyone. And so also at Washington, we have now paved walking paths around the soccer fields. So any community member have that ability to walk around those soccer fields, but also provides accessibility for parents, grandparents, anybody who needs that extra assistance to go watch their kid in youth rec program or kickers club program or just the Assumption or Lincoln programs, that ready access to what's occurring. And that's really a great partnership between us and the Rapids Area Soccer Incorporated. And that just has continued all summer. We've grown a lot of partnerships throughout the summer. The YMCA has moved their gymnastics program over to Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And that's been great. Aaron,
they're very excited about
Tracy
that.
And I have spent a lot of conversations, so that's been exciting. We hope to grow that program because we need them to be successful for our kids to be successful as being the only high school in the area that offers gymnastics, so we're excited about that. The city a year ago moved their swim program, the Park and Rec, to Lincoln as well, so that's a partnership that we're continuing to grow and expand. Dawn and I just had some further conversation about that earlier this week. And over the summer, the school district provided breakfast and lunch to a lot of families, so those are those community points that we're able to supply that once again, trying to be where our students are, where the families are, versus all them coming to one of our locations. So we were spread out. Next summer, we plan on opening a location just down the street here at the zoo for accessibility for students and families in that. And the other cool thing is our participation. We participate in all the parades over the summer. So really our focus is really relationships and engagement with each other, with our community, and that's really our focus for the year. So unfortunately, rained out at the Kellner Corn Fest Parade, but we're very happy to participate and be visible. And that's a partnership with the Convention and Visitors Bureau with Meredith. So all those things are really important for us to be successful, our community. We just can't be solo people. We need to collaborate and work together for the betterment of our community, and that's what we're here for.
Takes a village. Mm-hmm. It takes a village. It's not that certain things in society change and others just, they stay the same. No different than when we were all in tribes or any different now, it takes a village. I'm glad you noted the, I didn't have it in my notes and I meant to, as far as the food share and mm-hmm. kids being able to get free meals throughout the summer and everything. It's one of the better programs that we have in this area. And it personally just means the world to me that we do something like that.
And we have great community people. Yesterday, a individual stopped over at central office and wrote a check for $1,000 to assist families. I got goosebumps here saying it.
You and me both.
And to support families as the school year beginning, and donated additional supplies for our caring closet for families and students in need. So such a supportive community, individuals that we kind of act as the conduit of that to mm-hmm. the families, and so appreciative of that support of our community.
I don't mean to get us down a side path here, but I we'll get to the notes you have there, Ron, in a second, but I am presented with a thought that I can't help, especially when we're talking about these playgrounds. If you've told me that the investment in these playgrounds was strictly for safety, you got me. Sounds mm-hmm. good. That, one kid's safer, that's great. All these kids safer, wonderful. All the added parts that you mentioned, Ron, again, sign me up. That sounds great, but how many of us have really thought about the purpose of recess? It's not just to give the teachers a break. It's not just, to get the kids out of there or anything like that. The purpose of recess is integral to the learning process. You have young people who are whatever age, whether they're children or they're teenagers or anything like that, with a lot going on in their bodies, a lot going on in their minds. We forget this the older we get. They need to get that out of their system, whether it is through learning or it is through physical activity, or just even almost letting their brains decompress from learning a little bit, so those scepters can kind of refill up and get ready to go in the second half of the school year and learn. I think we forget that sometimes, that it's not just about not getting picked last. There's a lot more to recess than that.
Yeah, movement is so key for students, and it doesn't matter if you're 8 years old or you're 18 years old. That movement throughout the school day is important, and the system is set up that we don't have as much of that when you get to the secondary level, where at Kelly's level, it's integral, it's built in. We have recess up through our eighth graders at our middle school, and we put a nice new playground in there last year as part of their lunch period. They get a recess period. So that movement just reinvigorates you, moves you a little further. I don't know if
Well, and I would just add that we have to remember we learn more than just reading and math and all of those academics at school. Mm-hmm. It's that social emotional learning, and we learn so much of that through play, mm-hmm. with interacting with other students, with adults, which learning how to problem solve. You know, there's a lot of rock, paper, scissors that sometimes needs to happen on that playground, and that's a process we need to learn and continue to use as adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and learning how to handle that conflict is important. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get can jump to certain directions of that being mean or rude or being a bully, but sometimes it's conflict. And if we can learn through play how to handle conflict, that makes us all better in the end.
The purpose of all adults, really, when it comes to the young, is to help them get ready for the next stage, to get ready to be the best adults they can be, and in a safe environment. And, you know, if a kid never deals with conflict until they're 18, I don't know how that works out. I don't know how that goes for that person. Getting it in when they're young with their peers and everything. It's also learning other things like how to make friends. I'm the world's worst person at making friends, but as soon as I got into grade school at Washington and they saw I was fast, I started making mm-hmm. friends real quick. Mm-hmm. Recess gave me that. I was able to do that through there. I know that happens for a lot of other kids too. There's so many other layers to this that are bigger than that. So when we talk about an investment in our playgrounds, it's so much bigger than anything that we could really put into words, I think. I don't put it on the same level of getting new textbooks or something, but it's very similar to that in that regard.
Yeah, and it's important our community is really focused on this is important for us. I know Assumption, I know you had Matt talked to Matt mm-hmm. a week ago about the Assumption playground that's going in. So just that accessibility around our community is just going to be great for everyone.
Thanks, guys. Good conversation. Ron, I know that you had some other reminders over there. What you got?
Yeah, we're kind of excited. Monday, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Think Elementary in Rudolph. And so it's going to run 50 years.
Wow.
So we're excited about that on Monday. It's also going to be their playground dedication as the segue from that topic.
Nice.
So at 5:30, there's going to be a brief program in the gym. And then at 5:45, we're going to invite all of the former students, faculty, alumni of Rudolph and Think for a group photo.
So that's going to look cool.
So we're excited out there to do that out at Rudolph on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Next week, Tuesday, is schedule pickup, the last one at Lincoln from 2:30 to 7:30. And then Wednesday is really the big day in the district for open houses. So our elementary schools have open house that Wednesday. Some start at 3, some start at 4 o'clock. That information's all available on our social media feeds, as well as available in Parent Square, as well as RAMS as their Meet the Teacher from 3 to 5 next Wednesday. And then the cool thing about RAMS is they have their web rally, and their web rally is the 6th grade really transition. From 10:30 until 3 on Wednesday. So if you have a 6th grader coming to RAMS, we strongly encourage you to do that just to ease those fears the first day. Mm-hmm. The RAMS building has been open all week for kind of to stop in, get your locker open, but we know those fears are such an extent because our elementary kids don't use lockers in many aspects. And so that's one of the biggest fears I had as a kid when I first moved in to that area.
Gotta remember those numbers.
Along those ways, we're excited about that. And then something new this year dealing with that transition is the first day of school at Lincoln on September 2nd will be freshmen only. Sophomores, juniors, and seniors get an extra day off, which I'm sure they're extremely disappointed about.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
can hear them complaining from here.
Exactly. Yes. But we begin school on Tuesday, September 2nd, but those sophomores, juniors, and seniors will have that extra day off.
Ron, real quick, is this new? Is this just this year?
It's this year. Based upon feedback that we've been looking at, so much like the web rally at RAMS, Lincoln had a similar program called Link mm-hmm. Crew, which we ran in August. Just parent schedules and student work schedules really mm-hmm. Precluded some of that to get the full engagement that we wanted to ease that transition. And so the feedback after last year, we said, let's look at trying something a little different. Moving forth. So
I love this idea. I really, really do. It feels like one of those things that's not a really great original idea, and at the same time, we should have done this before mm-hmm. or anything. It's just one of those things. It's not anybody's fault or anything. Just, that makes sense. It's not only good evidence of you guys listening to your community and paying attention to it, which mm-hmm. I know for a fact that you do very well, mm-hmm. but it's also just kind of like, as those things you're talking about that first day, as for those in a new building for the first time, man, to have that kind of to yourselves a little bit, that's really cool. That's it's fun for the kids and the parents.
Yeah, and it's a little different at RAMS. You know, our sixth graders kind of have their own little area, so it's a nice transition at sixth grade. You come from the elementaries, and then you have the sixth grade wing at RAMS, and then you kind of move out to seventh and eighth grade. And then when you get to Lincoln, the ninth through 12th graders are all together. And that can be a little intimidating sometimes if you're a freshman. Yeah. You have that big senior next to you over there and that other kid next to you in your locker. So just trying to ease that transition into Lincoln a little bit for those students is important.
Yeah, very cool.
Speaking of Lincoln, we have refinished all our tennis courts this summer. They opened up yesterday over at Lincoln, so the 9 tennis courts are all refinished. The Friends of Tennis were great to get those courts started. This is the second refinishing of them. But due to the growth of pickleball in our community, 5 of them are now lined for pickleball lines as well. So there's another resource for community members. And hopefully early next week, the 6 tennis courts at Rams will also be refinished, and 3 of those will be line for pickleball as well. So once again, about the importance of play, it doesn't matter if you're 3 or if you're 83, that accessibility for you is there as well. I do want to welcome, we have 24 new teachers on our WRPS staff over this last year. And so we've spent this week with them, so we're excited to welcome them to our community. We tried to bring them to various sites in our community. Yesterday we ended our day with lunch at Anchor Bay, so that was a nice opportunity for them to engage with a local business. And it's important that we want, when we hire staff, to be involved in our community and learn about our community. And so we want to thank Anchor Bay for that partnership as well. And speaking of knowing our community, at Lincoln, if you come in the new front doors, straight in front of you will be a new history wall. The class of 59 donated a wall mural, which is pictures of all the high schools in the Wisconsin Rapids School District through our history. So
I gotta check that out.
From the old Howe High School up to the current Lincoln High School. It's really neat. It's been a project. I want to thank Dr. Watson, the principal at Lincoln, Jer Fluno, and Phil Brown. They spent a lot of time and effort to make that happen. And without that partnership, and it's really cool walking in the front doors, and it's exciting to see the students there.
Have to see that. All great people, and Phil is a favorite one of ours around here. He's a treasure. That's awesome.
Yep. Having Phil around and his insights into it was really important for us. And when you come in the front of Lincoln right now, obviously Lincoln's the Red Raiders, and as a wolf, as a mascot. One of the things we really wanted to look at for school spirit was to increase of a mascot. If you think of a warrior at Wausau West or the Panther at Bash, which has kind of been this wolf but hasn't really been part of it. So we're excited that we're unveiling a new mascot logo as part of this scheduled pickup and orientation. Student Council and the students will be naming what the wolf is like. So you're going to be seeing a new mascot logo coming up as a wolf. It's already appearing on t-shirts, which are all available in the school store at Lincoln as well.
So I'll be heading over there
kind of excited
soon,
for that.
Very soon. I cannot wait to see that.
And then lastly, I just encourage, you know, if anybody's got any concerns or questions, to reach out. We do use Parent Square as our communication tool with the district. So we've gone to one social media platform. We spent a lot of time last spring talking about that. But parents, that's going to be your primary resource for access to the district, your school, and your teacher within the area. And as I said, we've gone to one social media page. So you have one Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Facebook, social media, Instagram for the district. But then we also have WRPS Athletics that'll handle everything dealing with athletics between Rams and Lincoln. And as part of that, we started a community newsletter. So volume 2 went out this last week. We only have 169 subscribers. So I encourage people to subscribe. You can go to the district website and subscribe to that as well, because we do want to communicate as much as we can moving forward.
And that, those newsletters are vital to getting that information out there. And there's so much in those. I encourage you to sign up for it, everybody. And just a quick reminder that as we're getting closer and closer to the school year, keep an eye out for the little ones. Keep an eye out for our buses out there. And make those roads as safe as we can for our little guys out there and everything as we get into the school year. Appreciate you both so much. If people have follow-up questions, would like to know more, Kelly, is there a good way to contact you?
Well, if in doubt, you can always call Washington, and we will make sure to follow up. You can always check our website. There's contacts there as well if you're looking for something more specific. But I think the biggest piece is don't wait. Feel free to give a call. We're there. That's what we're there for. And we want to make the school year a great year.
And Ron, how about for you?
Yeah, easiest is phone is 715-424-6701, extension 1001.
Kelly, Ron, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great start to the school year. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, James.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. A big shout out to our friends at Crockett Septic as well, sponsoring the Rapids Report.